We're here at the NAFBE Association meeting at their Trade Talk event, talking today with Marvin Kokish with National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Marvin, you've got your convention coming up, and this year it's in Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, blaze a trail to Phoenix at the end of January, first day of February, so it's going to be an exciting convention. Being from Oklahoma, you know what? We have the one and only, the favorite daughter of Oklahoma, the Pioneer Woman, is our opening general session speaker. So we're really excited to have Ree share her some pearls of wisdom with us. Then we have the former major league pitcher, his name is Jim Abbott. Jim, what made him unique was not only, you know, MLB, the, I guess, World Series MVP, but he had one hand, what made him unique. And what a great story, inspirational story. We also have a lot of entertainment at our convention.
Okay.
So maybe you've heard of Bill Engvall from the Luke Hall. He's our Friday night entertainer, along with two of the guys from the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Okay.
So that's just a little bit about what we got going on.
Yeah, sounds like a full lineup there you got going on. Tell us a little bit about some of the industry issues that might be coming up that's kind of been hot topics this year.
Well, you know, the industry issues are, you know, obviously things going on right now with taxes.
Yep.
I mean, we are in the middle of all of the things that's going on in the tax package. So anything that goes on in Washington, D.C., we're right in the middle of it. So that's kind of the issue du jour right now. But, you know, we're working to make sure that when the administration gets the people finally put into place and all the agencies, that's important to us as well. So getting all that done. But again, we're gonna see a lot more about that at our convention. We're going to have a chance. We have policy meetings at our convention. We have an 8-acre trade show, so it's a great education for cattle producers to come to the convention as well.
Talk a little bit about that trade show. You know, producers, it's a one-stop shop for basically everything they're going to need on the ranch, right?
Yeah, 8 acres of everything. So people that are involved in the beef business, the companies, they use the NCBA trade show to launch a lot of their new technology. But we also have all the major farm equipment companies are all there. You know, ranchers also, they are big consumers of tractors and balers and windrowers and you name it. And the companies are bringing all that kind of stuff to our convention. So whether it's ear tags, vaccines, cattle handling equipment, it's all there. Again, 8 acres. We have not only inside exhibit space, we have outside exhibit space as well. So it's one of those things. It's really, we have a once-in-a-lifetime experience planned every day the year at our convention.
And it's really, you know, the social aspect of it as well is huge. You know, ranchers from all across the country come to this thing and converge. And I know that having worked for a cattlemen's association myself, you know, I know that those relationships and bonds are formed and they last for years.
That's right. A lot of business gets taken care of at the NCBA convention, maybe over a cold beer or a glass of iced tea in Phoenix, Arizona. So, again, those are not only, you know, people get to meet each other for the first time, but this is a place where they get to re-engage with each other on an annual basis. You know, they get to see their friends that they've made the previous years and have a lot of fun, you know, share stories about what's going on with their family, what's going on in their cattle operations. So it's, again, we really got a great venue for people to do that. It's exciting time of the year for us.
And those people that are attending, they're the leaders and the makers of this industry. And so they're the ones that come together while there's probably a lot of discussion that goes on different topics. The good thing is about this convention is that it's one big happy family and we come out as a united industry.
That's exactly right. We establish policy there. We have a really robust discussion at the committee level. It's really grassroots driven where county associations submit policy to their state associations. Then the state associations carry the water onto these NCBA committees. And really that discussion happens there. We establish policy and that gives a direction to our Washington staff to go get it done. And that's how our policy process works. But our committees are open to any members. They can come in and listen and be a part of that process. Because again, we want people to engage in our association.
Yeah. And so really that's that true grassroots process moving all the way up to the top.
It really is. It really is. And again, having the discussion ensures us that everybody's interests or, you know, our industry is so geographically diverse. So one issue maybe that impacts you in Georgia is going to be different than what the people in Oregon feel. But there's middle ground there that we find.
Right.
And so that we got to bring to Washington.
Yeah. So give us those dates one more time, and where can people go to get information about it if they want to attend?
It's January 29th through February 1st, and go to beefusa.org for all the information about convention. You know, registration's open, housing's open, so it's a great time to do it, and check it out. It's you're going to have a great time if you attend the Phoenix Convention.